What are some of the most significant changes you've seen in your business as a result of digital technologies?
We shoot video, we edit video, and we put a program together, whether that's a 30-second spot or a long-form documentary. That hardware has completely changed over the years because we no longer use tape. We no longer have to lay off and do all these processes that we once did. But the most significant part of that is the cost. Our hardware costs have dropped considerably, and it offers many more folks the ability to be part of that industry, thereby diminishing the amount of work for the traditional production companies that were first enshrined here in Lexington, I suppose. When we began in 1980, there were so few video cameras in town that you could command a good price for those services as well as editing. Now, everyone you pass on the street has a video camera in their pocket. Their phones are able to edit video, let alone their laptops. So the entry point to being able to work and thrive in the audio-video industry, that entry point has come down to very, very low dollars.
How has the technology impacted employment? Staffing, has it had a significant impact?
I would say on your traditional broadcast outlets, your affiliates, your network affiliates, your production companies, it has diminished the need for more human talent. And because the software allows one person to do many, many jobs. And so in that sense, it's diminished it. However, on the other side of the coin, web development companies and folks working in the interactive world and streaming video and everything, there are much more opportunities out there for them outside of the broadcast industry.
Your menu of offerings at Hammond includes digital signage.
Right.
Is this a growth area in your business?
Well, the industry experts predict it will be a $14 billion marketplace by 2017.
I'm assuming that because I think back in 2007, LFUCG pulled the plug literally on digital signage in Fayette County, that you're not doing that business in this area?
That's correct. And outdoor display advertising isn't one of our fortes anyway, but let me also say that when you do that, you may throw the baby out with the bathwater. If you were to be walking down Short Street and one of the finer restaurants down there simply had their menu displayed very tastefully on a digital panel outside their door, you might like to stop and look at that. But that's prohibited because it was thrown in with all these other large format traffic distracting type devices that they originally intended to prohibit.
So it could use a little fine-tuning then.
I believe it could. I believe it could.
In today's world, in this age, we're fairly inundated with media and information. It's everywhere we turn. Are electronic billboards viewed as an effective tool to cut through all that clutter, or can they become part of the clutter?
Well, I think both. The advantages to electronic billboards, for instance, is that they can be changed easily and for no production cost whatsoever. The owner of the digital billboard, who is trying to monetize that space and that significant investment, he can now have six advertisers up there that rotate every 10 or 12 seconds, thereby increasing his profitability.